The Metro government is expanding its training on sexual harassment prevention. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that many private companies that win city contracts will now be required to train their own employees.
City workers and elected officials already go through harassment training, but some on the Metro Council were bothered to learn that contractors, some whom represent the city or work alongside Metro employees, weren't being held to the same standard. The final straw for Councilwoman Angie Henderson was a case in which the city investigated behavior by a man employed by a prominent contractor.
What was recommended for this person who was alleged to have harassed a Metro employee was that he go through sexual harassment training. It seemed like at a minimum, that was something that we could require.
So she helped pass the new rule. It applies to companies that have contracts worth at least $500,000 or that last for a minimum of a year. How many workers that includes isn't clear because the city says it's still counting. Enforcing the rule could be spotty. It was decided that Metro can't afford to do the training in-house, so it'll be up to employers to provide it. Despite that limitation, the bill's co-sponsor told the council that the national atmosphere around harassment demands that they send a message. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.